I'm standing here with Tim O'Reilly. You just gave a presentation on the development of the digital world, and in the introduction you mentioned Alexa, the audio assistant you use in your home. How do you think this whole idea of Alexa, Google Home, audio assistants is changing the internet and the world?
Well, I think that probably the most important thing to realize is there are entire new vectors for digitalization. And, you know, we've been living in the smartphone world now for a decade, and it's going to be very different. Spoken interfaces are going to completely change the expectations of applications, you know, in the same way that mobile did, you know, in the same way that, Windows did over DOS. So I think there's going to be a complete retooling of our experience over the next few years as spoken interfaces become the norm. So that's one thing. But it also means that, the digital is starting to interpenetrate the real world more and more. You know, and I use the example also that I use my Alexa to call a Lyft, right? And, you know, Uber and Lyft and those kinds of applications are, again, you know, realizing the potential of our current world. We have, once we had a smartphone, it knows where you are. Right? So what can we do with that information that we couldn't do before? And, you know, some of it was like, oh, let's look for restaurants nearby. But it was also like, we can summon a car to you. And that's just the beginning of the kind of rethinking that I think we're going to need. You know, how will on-demand applications change public transportation? You know, will we still want to build it the way we used to build it, or will we do it differently? What kind of data infrastructure do cities need to have? What kinds of devices might we need, or sort of real-world things might we want to instrument? You know, I thought of this a few years back. I got caught on the wrong road through the Sierra Nevada in California, where the road was closed for the winter. But it was in May, and it was an 80-degree day. I had no idea. But Google should have known. Google should have known, because this is a gate that they shut. You know, if Caltrans, the California Transit Agency, put a sensor on that gate and it said, I'm closed now, Google could route me automatically.
For me as a radio journalist, it's quite interesting to see that there is a shift from displays and video to audio.
Yeah.
What do you think is this gonna do with the industry?
To me, the voice is the key to a world of action and interaction with the physical world. And so we have to stop thinking of digital as happening on the screen. Again, I watched that transition with, you know, Google Assistant on my phone versus Alexa. Alexa's voice native. You know, you talk to it to get it to do things, not just to get information. Between cameras and microphones everywhere, obviously it opens up vast, you know, risks around the surveillance society. But we are already in those risks. I think people think that they're worse with Alexa than they are. You know, I mean, the fact is, if my phone were hacked, you know, that camera and that microphone could be listening without my knowing just as easily as Alexa. And, you know, the fact is, there's no more risk than in any other microphone or camera in your home.
And maybe one last question. What do you think is the impulse that the media industry is getting from these new technologies? What change will we see there?
Well, the biggest thing that you know, we're seeing right now is this realization that social media has changed the nature of reporting, you know, changed the nature of what we consider to be facts, because people spread untruths quite happily. I mean, this is why we need algorithmic management. We need to actually develop new techniques for catching this stuff early before it propagates. And I think you can only do that with algorithms. And of course, you know, don't know that policymakers necessarily understand how that works. You know, in a you know, you would train an AI to do this by showing it lots of bad examples of fake news, and it will recognize, oh, wait, what's the source? Is it a credible source? You know, it clearly has a history of doing fake news. You know, a fake news story uses certain kinds of language. It doesn't have sources, you know, that are attributable. You know, there are a lot of things that, you know, like I can automatically recognize this is a fake story, and I think an algorithm can be trained to do that, but it can do it very quickly. So I think we need to understand that, you know, a lot of our information transmission mechanisms are becoming electronic, and we need electronic editors, not just human editors.
Thank you very much for the interview.
You're welcome. Thank you.